Welcome to 39 East 72nd Street, the childhood home of Gloria Vanderbilt. This is one of Manhattan's most prestigious addresses, built during the Gilded Age in 1891 by Robert Blind and then renovated by William Strom in 1905. The richest families in America were amassing large, these stately homes all over the country during this time. Families like the Vanderbilts were taking the economic boom due to the expansion of tobacco, railroads, steel, and other industries. It became possible to create these true palaces. The homes were built to showcase the art, furniture, and other souvenirs the families were collecting from their trips abroad. Therefore, each room was designed with a purpose, such as dining rooms for large galas, ballrooms, libraries, music rooms, and so on, to impress and entertain guests. The Vanderbilt house is 18,408 square feet, 27 feet wide, unusual for the area, 12-foot ceilings, 12 bedrooms, 11 full bathrooms, 3 powder rooms, and 1,500 square feet of outdoor space. Keeping with the style of other townhouses on the Upper East Side, the facade is composed of sandstone and copper cornice. Along with some of the homes featured on this tour, other famous homes of the Gilded Age include the Villard Houses, now part of the New York Palace Hotel, and the Cartier Mansion on Fifth Avenue. Gloria Vanderbilt lived here during the first year of her life. Her father, Reginald Vanderbilt, would spend winter months here and summered at their Sandy Point farm in Newport, Rhode Island. He passed away in 1925 from cirrhosis. Gloria and her mother would split their time between here in New York and Paris. In 2014, a pair of developers, Magnetar Development and Mink Development, bought the home for $19 million and turned it into 3 condos.